with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A proposal to fund the federal government for the final half of this federal fiscal year has run into opposition. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
The proposal, which shifts around some budget lines to increase defense spending by $6 billion and cut domestic spending by $13 billion, was denounced by Democrats. But the bill also drew some ire off Republican Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky, who said the bill is more of the same old stuff. Massie posted on X, quote, "I'll be a no on the CR this week. It amazes me that colleagues and many of the public fall for the lie that we will fight for another day." President Donald Trump is calling for the proposal to pass. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Five victims of a Pennsylvania plane crash over the weekend were taken to a burn unit for treatment.
The Beechcraft Bonanza plane crashing in a fireball after just taking off and trying to return to Lancaster Airport. Audio captured by liveatc.net.
Lancaster Tower, Bonanza 3-4, the mic has an open door. We need to return for landing.
The pilot reporting an open door, then the tower.
Bonanza 3-4-7, mic, pull up.
And finally?
Rescue 1, Lancaster Tower, the aircraft is down out just behind the terminal on the parking lot street area.
The NTSB is investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is warning that the arrest and possible deportation of a Palestinian activist to help lead protests at Columbia University will be the first of many to come as his administration cracks down on protests against the Israeli-Gaza war. Mahmoud Khalil was arrested Saturday by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. His lawyer says the agents claim the government was revoking his green card. The Department of Homeland Security has said the arrest was in response to Trump's executive orders prohibiting anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. A Virginia school district is under investigation.
The Trump administration's Department of Education is looking into a case in Arlington where school officials allowed a male sex offender to disrobe in the female locker room at a high school swimming pool because he identifies as transgender. National Review reports that the school aquatic center is open to the public in the evening, often for children's swimming lessons, and that's when the man would show up. He is a registered sex offender. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American Jews who fled their Syrian homeland decades ago are urging the Trump administration to lift sanctions on the country. They say those sanctions are blocking them from restoring some of the world's oldest synagogues and rebuilding Syria's decimated Jewish community. Members of the Hamra family who fled Damascus in the 1990s returned to Syria last month for the first time. This is SRN News. Tensions continue to roil the Korean Peninsula as North Korea fires several missiles into the sea. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the story.
The launch on Monday happened hours after South Korean and U.S. troops kicked off their large annual combined military drills, which the North views as an invasion rehearsal. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile firings, North Korea's fifth event this year, were detected from the North's Hwanghae province, but gave no further details such as how far they flew. Earlier Monday, exercises began after the North Korean and U.S. militaries paused live fire training, while Seoul investigated how two of its fighter jets mistakenly bombed a civilian area during a warm-up drill last week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.